USA Radio News with John Hunt.
If you're hoping for extra coronavirus relief, moderate House Democrats are growing increasingly alarmed about stalled coronavirus negotiations, with vulnerable members starting to privately push Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other party leaders to take action to break the stalemate. Those anxieties have spiked as lawmakers watched the standoff drag out this week in the Senate while they were stuck at home in their district amid the pandemic. The Senate failed to advance a skinny Republican coronavirus plan over Democratic opposition, even though the Republican plan only had things that both Republicans and Democrats already agreed on. House members are preparing to return to Washington next week with little prospect for a bipartisan deal, even as coronavirus cases continue to rise and millions of Americans remain unemployed. It's beginning to look like the president will pass another executive order to get funds to the American public. This is USA Radio News.
Thousands of nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So you guys just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Long-awaited peace talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government are about to begin in the Gulf Arab state of Qatar. The talks, known as the intra-Afghan negotiations, were laid out in a peace deal that the Trump administration brokered with the Taliban and signed in February, also in Qatar, where the Taliban maintained a political office. At that time, the deal was seen as Afghanistan's best chance at ending more than four decades of relentless war. Shortly after the announcement, President Donald Trump said U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will travel to attend the start of the negotiations. The Federal Emergency Management Agency estimated that over 600 homes were burned by the fire that started in Ashland, Oregon, and tore through Phoenix City near Medford. Wildfires are also causing chaos in Washington State and California, where hot, dry, and windy weather combine to create near-perfect conditions. Oregon officials continue to be shocked by the number of simultaneous fires, which stands at 49. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Staff members at Planned Parenthood's National Washington, D.C. office say they have unionized and reached an agreement with management to improve workers' rights. The move toward collective bargaining comes as Planned Parenthood and other abortion rights groups have been scrutinized for workplace issues, including a lack of diversity within their management. The agreement between Planned Parenthood Federation of America and its D.C. staffers comes after nearly 4 years of negotiations that began under the organization's former president, Cecile Richards. The organization's D.C. office decided to unionize to ensure Planned Parenthood's long-term security and build collective power for the workers who make it possible for the organization to successfully carry out its mission. Diana Rigg, a commanding British actress whose career stretched from the iconic 1960s spy series The Avengers to fantasy juggernaut Game of Thrones, has passed away. She was 82. Rigg's agent, Simon Bursford, said she passed away at her home with her family. Her daughter, Rachel Sterling, said she died of cancer that was diagnosed in March. Rigg also starred in the 1969 James Bond thriller On Her Majesty's Secret Service as Tracy DiVincenzo, the only woman to ever marry, albeit briefly, Agent 007. George Lazenby, who made his only appearance as Bond in that film, said on Instagram that he was so sad to hear about the death of Diana Rigg. Rigg is survived by her daughter, son-in-law Guy Garvey, and one grandson. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.